Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment advice. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about driving for buyers, not dollars. If you've heard any of our shows up to this point,
you know how I feel about this.
You know how Jill has a problem with driving for dollars.
Yes.
Well, what is that?
Basically, anything that is a huge waste of time. You know, because I got to say this. To me, it's like common sense to know that putting 5 business cards in my pocket and walking around going door to door for anything, there has to be a better way. Seriously. You know what I mean?
It's inefficient. There's no doubt about it.
Well, here's an example. When was the last time? I don't know about the planet, but for us, I haven't seen a Girl Scout cookie person in a long, long time.
Why is that?
No, you know what? And I don't see them door to door. I only see them in front of the grocery store. Uh-huh. They can hit a lot more people in front of the grocery store than they can going door to door the old way.
It's hard to get murdered in front of the grocery store, too.
Jack, what the heck?
Before we get into this, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Jeff, you ask, for me, I am concerned about making any money in this venture. I love it. I've been seeing a lot of his questions here. So he may or may not be concerned because he's sure involved and he's doing a lot of work thinking. So if I don't see you concerned, Jeff, I see you planning and I appreciate this. And this is good. And
you're Jill.
And you're doing all your homework and I appreciate that too. So I think that's where this is going because I wouldn't be answering this question if it weren't this way. So
Jill's going to read off the fees that he believes are associated with starting a land buy and sell business. And I'm going to comment as you go.
Okay, good. Comment or interrupt?
Yeah, interrupt.
All right. So Jeff says, I'm concerned about making any money in this venture. I might be missing some costs or have some costs wrong. So please feel free to correct me if I'm off in the numbers. Here is my breakdown of the fees. One-time fees, the Land Academy education.
Yep.
Legal documents.
Nope.
One-time fee. An LLC.
No, you don't need that.
Logo design.
No.
Thank you. Well, that was easy. Education. This is really good. Now, monthly, and I'm trying to think, is there anything else? I can't think of anything else. He's right. Just the one-time education fee. That's it. Done. All right. Now, monthly
I'm
fees.
Right.
You are right.
Okay.
Today.
Getting off to a good start.
Right now. This moment.
You know the show, the name of the show tomorrow, I think, is How to Work with Your Spouse.
Oh, this ought to be good.
We could start it right now if you'd like.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. Well, but let's not take away from the fun we're going to have tomorrow because I have some good stuff for that. All right. Oh, yeah. You're going to have to hold me back. How much time do we have? Okay. All right. So now, and then Jeff asks, okay, here are the monthly. This is really good. He has one-time fees, monthly fees, and he has per transaction fees. So I'm going to keep going here. So the monthly fees. Data through in which, and he's right, the best is through us because what you get, she's the data access and doing your due diligence and all that good stuff. The data service, is there a monthly fee and is that needed, Jack?
The Land Academy data monthly fee, data service monthly fee is imperative to succeed. Yes, you need it.
Okay. And let me go on to say that we've changed it recently where not only does it include the data service, but it includes engineering and mapping because we threw ParcelFact in there.
So it's not just the data. Jill's right. I mean, we get the engineering service, which is ParcelFact. That's included.
Deeds are included.
Land PIN itself.
Selling property for
free. Post the property to sell it. That's included.
That's included.
That's imperative. You don't want to just buy property and not sell it.
Exactly.
So yeah, the Land Academy data fee is imperative. Mm-hmm. Let's not call it a data fee. It's a monthly subscription.
It's like the membership because you have subscription. Because, it does. It's like everything that you need is all rolled into one.
You know, have people been buying and selling property long before Land Academy? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've just been doing it inefficiently.
Yeah, and spending a lot of money.
That's right.
Yeah. So we have some members that are here for just one or two products because they know the value of that one product.
You know, now's a good time to say, look, you can do this cheaper. You can buy and sell real estate without Land Academy or House Academy or without us. But it's in the end, it's going to cost you money.
It does.
It's just inefficient.
You're not saving money.
Yeah.
I haven't had this conversation in a while, but you know, every time I talk to someone that said, well, I went to the county and I got this list.
That's right, Joe.
And that cost me $200 and it took 6 weeks. And then I had to send it to my VA.
And then I got discouraged.
Spent $50 more and took another 4 weeks or whatever it was.
It just doesn't. You get discouraged.
Yeah.
And you get off track and you end up not doing it.
Right. And you don't even know if they did it the right way and got what you want. There's so many problems there. And they're like, oh, forget it. I'm done. I wasted time and I wasted money. I said, yeah, I get it. ISO. Okay. So that's all included. And then he talks about monthly maintenance for his website.
No. $75 he has in here for that? No.
That's too much.
You don't need it at all. It's cost $9.
Yeah, you can do it through, you know, GoDaddy or something. A postal box fee monthly?
You need that.
That's a good, yep. Internet fee? Well, you got to have that.
You can go to the library and work.
This is true. Yeah, you could go to the library and work if you had to. All right. Or from a fancy hotel room in San Francisco.
What's that?
Sorry.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I know people do that.
We just got back. That's what she's saying.
Totally. Taxes on the land monthly? Oh, gosh, no. That's a pass-through event, Jeff.
Jim and I are not big fans of paying real estate taxes, believe it or not. In fact, that's a whole show.
Yeah. How to get out of taxes. How to buy and sell property and never pay taxes. The property taxes. Yeah, that's a pass-through event. Jeff, we'll help you there. We could save this guy. As we're going down this list, there's so much money we just shaved off for him. It's awesome. All right. Dedicated phone line monthly.
Not necessary. Well,
don't you have a cell phone?
Yeah. That's going to happen anyway. Go ahead.
Financial software monthly? Nope. Oh, goodness, no. It's called a spreadsheet when you're starting. Renew the LLC, the monthly thing? Whatever.
I don't understand that.
I don't know. He's going, not yet. Don't worry about this stuff. A monthly subscription to Simplifile for recording? Nope, don't. And let me tell you, by the way.
Send it in.
You could do a la carte for like $3 to $5. And I'll tell you, Simplifile, and then who's the other one? I tell you, because with our TitleMind company.
It's an online recording service when you purchase property to send it in to record it.
Yep.
That's what it does. It electronically does that for you.
And I'm here to tell you, there are many, many counties that are not covered.
It's not all that. So, it's really not.
No, it's like, I don't know. We're at 5 to 10% of the closings that we're doing right now in TitleMind that are counties that are covered.
Right.
So don't worry about this at all. Go old school and mail it in if you have to.
You gotta learn how to do it anyway.
This is true. We'll get to that. Now, per transaction fees. Okay. So this is, oh my goodness. Boy, we can save this guy so much money here.
Title insurance? Don't need it.
No, not on some of these deals, man.
Raw land purchase? Yeah.
Well, you know what else? He's looking at this wrong.
I agree. That's why I put it in here. I had the producer put it in here.
Jeff, don't look at title insurance like, this is going to cost me. This is coming off of your off the top. I mean, the reason you're buying it so low and selling it, and if they want title insurance, you accounted for that. Because it's a bigger number. This is when you're doing title insurance, it's a $20,000 acquisition that you're selling for $50,000. Could you afford title insurance in there if your buyer wants it? Yeah, you've accounted for that. So it's really not something it's not something I even think about. What about you, Jack?
Title insurance is a variable cost. So you're not going to incur it. I'm going to get to this when we get to the, if we can ever actually, Joe can actually just read
Stop.
It.
Stop. Again. Don't jump to tomorrow's topic. All right. Raw land purchase per transaction,
$2,000.
Yes, but
that's why we're here.
Exactly. But on a $2,000 deal, you better not be spending $750 on title insurance. Land Academy request fee, $0.10. Yeah, the data.
I defy you to find a cheaper source of data.
Right?
Than 10 cents a record.
Totally. Okay. State and county tax transfer fee.
Again, that's why we're here.
And you know what? And this varies. Not all of them have them. Deed recording.
Where does he get that number?
Oh, that's hilarious. Bucks. Who spends $125? It's like 20.
Yeah, if that.
Zach, number 13 or 15, and then an additional $2 for the second page if you have one. $2,000 letter offers. Yeah, you do need to plan on sending out mailers.
$2,000 letters.
Excuse me.
Again, that's why we're here.
Yep, we got that covered.
Post
USPS.
Office. Yep.
Well, you're going to spend a little money when you get going, sending the
title
deed
search,
out, getting
$125. I don't understand that.
Oh, you don't need that because you have that for free in the membership.
Right.
Simplifile. We already covered that.
So the subtotals he's got here for everything is $4,000.
Wow.
So he's saying it's going to cost about $8,000, according to his, to get that first deal done.
Hold on a second. Okay.
If you get a Domino's franchise, how much does it cost? So what you're doing is starting a business.
Yes.
If you start a dry cleaner, how much does it cost? And on and on and on. So
$500,000?
I would love to see a cheaper business that you can start.
Wow. You're right.
You can be in business correctly, by the way, where you're almost all but eliminating risk with Land Academy or House Academy for a couple grand.
Yep.
So, your costs are almost always variable costs. They're associated with the transaction. Right. You're not really incurring any fixed costs except for access to the data, which theoretically we set up this way because if you're, you know, it should motivate you if you're going to pay for it anyway to use it to succeed. So
you're not on the 90%
of the stuff that he said here
is not
necessary. And after you do 3 or 4 or 5 deals, you got $10,000 or $20,000 in the bank, then you can start filing for an LLC, which doesn't cost $500. It costs like $90. Mm-hmm. So the reason I had the producer put this in here, as painful as it was to listen to Jill list it all, and comment on it. It costs a couple grand to get in business. I think, Jill, what do you say? $5,000 for everything?
Yeah, I say if you have $5,000 coming in.
This includes the first piece of property.
Yeah, includes buying a couple properties.
Right.
And getting education, having a couple months of stuff paid for, having a mailer paid for.
Right.
Everything you need to get going.
We're not picking on you, Jeff. We just use it as an example.
Yeah. I appreciate you doing all this work here, and we are here to save you.
What you're setting yourself up to do is to be knowledgeable and effective at purchasing undervalued property. So think about that for a second. Is there anything better? Is there any skill that you can think of that can put food on your table for the rest of your life buying undervalued real estate?
Exactly.
You can buy skyscrapers. You can apply it to skyscrapers. You can apply it to, it's almost limitless.
Yep.
And if you don't believe in real estate, then you need to find another podcast. Because
that's awesome.
Because it's the greatest business there ever was. I'm here to tell you. Jill and I rented a yacht. When was this? I don't know. Six, eight months ago. During the summer, last summer. And the guy that was the captain on the yacht actually owned it. And so he asked us, what do you guys do? And we said, well, we're in real estate. He said, every single person who rents my yacht is in the real estate business. This is in Southern California, in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And then so before we left, he said, look to your right and look to your left. Every single one of these people in the stock that own these yachts is in real estate. Uh-huh. I thought they're movie producers or something.
Nope.
It's all about real estate.
Bingo. You are correct.
Today's topic, driving for buyers, not dollars. This is the meat of the show. Jill's going to first describe why she can't stand driving for dollars. And I'm going to follow it up with why I think it's so incredibly inefficient and sending you down the wrong path. Go ahead, Jill.
Yeah, so I wrote, as I was making my notes for the show, I wrote, this one's good. Driving for buyers is a whole different thing, not dollars. Driving for dollars is just ridiculous. So for people who have not heard this term before, and it's basically going out looking for deals, doing it backwards.
In your car.
Literally getting in your car. And there's apps for this too. I've seen apps where you can drive down a street and like as you see a boarded up house, you know, ping it on your phone and you can get back to the office and look up the ownership, right? So what you've done, you went out and spent 4 hours canvassing this whole subdivision, if you will, walk around looking at them, peeking in windows, you know, this is what people are doing.
I know.
Trying to see, oh, look, this is
what
great.
What does an undervalued house look like, by the way?
It doesn't look like that. So what do you think it looks like, Jack?
So I want you to picture in your mind three houses. They're all the same house in one of these subdivisions where our houses are all the same. One's fallen down. The garage door is missing. You name it, right? It's just fallen apart. It's vacant. If you drive for dollars, you're going to choose that house and you're going to mark it and it's going to be, you know, a property that you would identify as possibly a possible acquisition. The second house was completely renovated and it's all done and it's for sale. And it's completely upgraded. And the third house, it's still got the 1976 kitchen in it. And it's, by, judging by the kind of car that's in the driveway, probably an older couple or an older woman lives in it. Which one are you going to identify as an acquisition candidate, the one that's fallen down? Here's why this is so bad and why it wrecks real estate careers. Because the other two houses, you don't know what situation they're in.
Bingo.
They need to be approached also. Everybody, every house needs to be equal in the eyes of as an acquisition candidate. Mm-hmm. Do you really want to just buy fallen down houses anyway?
And deal with all the mess.
How do you know if the taxes, the older couple haven't paid their taxes in 10 years? We don't know. Everybody needs an offer. Maybe the guy who just renovated his house overextended himself to the point where he's got 10 houses that are renovated, and he just needs some cash and needs to liquidate one for way below what he put into it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to know until you send him an offer.
Bingo.
That's why. I mean, Jill's reasons for driving for dollars are correct. The reasons that she can't stand it. It is inefficient. And
it's ridiculous.
But all kidding aside, it will wreck your career.
Well,
you don't want to buy problematic property your whole life.
Right. That's the reason people get a bad taste about this, I think. They go out thinking this is what you're supposed to do. And then they come back with a bunch of, you know, awful properties like you're describing, Jack. And they're trying to wreck, you know, go through all their resources to find out who owns them and everything. And it's just a mess. You know, those are often the problem ones. Let's be honest. There's a reason why. It's been boarded up and sat that way for 2 years.
That's exactly
you are right. Not the first person that just found it. You know, that's what people think, like,
right.
Oh, I got one. Shh, don't tell anybody. Oh, trust me. They've all been down this path. You're the next guy to go down the path. So
that's, you want to send an offer to every property. What you're looking for, forget about the real estate. The real estate's insignificant. What you're looking for is a social situation. Somebody's going into a long-term care facility. Somebody passed away. Maybe they just got a new job on the bright side, right?
Yeah. Kids just went to college. Empty nest. Who knows?
There's a million reasons why people sell their real estate.
Or there's just a disgusted wife that wants a new house.
Disgustedwife.com.
I think I have that website myself already.
Maybe a disgusted wife lives there.
I already have that. Don't bother.
Oh, Jill, you're cracking.
He's so good.
What you're looking for is a situation. No one cares about the real estate. Who cares about the real estate if you're buying it for 50 to 70% of what you can resell it for that day? Nobody cares. I don't care if it's fallen down or if it's renovated or if it's somewhere in between. The social situation dictates the transaction, not the actual piece of real estate.
Do you know that there are crazy wives out there? I got to say this because it's just killing me.
I can answer that.
Yeah, well,
I do know there are crazy wives out there.
Thank you, Jack. My point is, that was not it. My point is that I know these women too. I know some of them. They're not in my immediate circle. I just know of them. They literally...
Yeah, I've read about them.
Like there's a piece of them that's missing if they're not decorating and upgrading and remodeling and doing something. So once the house is complete, even though they made all the promises to get their husband into this house, we all know who we're talking about here. Oh, this is it, baby. This is the last one. I'm so excited. This is going to be... Once they're in and it's all decorated and they stand around, there's nothing to do. Now they're on looking to a next bigger and nicer house. Mm-hmm. Seriously. So those are the people that we should get our offer.
You know, the male version of that is... woodworking in the garage or something. They have to be or renovating a car.
Yeah.
They always have to have a project because
they never want to talk
to the person they're married to. That's why.
They never get finished.
Yeah, it never finishes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. We know those people.
Yep.
there's always a vehicle under a tarp and it's not you and it's not me.
No.
Yeah.
My tools, I gave my tools away a long, long time ago. That's not for me.
I'm happy with that.
I know.
I think that's really good. You know what I was going to say? I'm so excited that you brought up this topic because to me, it's one step closer. You know, we're sharing more about House Academy. And from the numbers that you shared with me today, Jack, I just have to say this rocks.
Yes.
You redid our numbers today on some of our acquisition
it's staggering.
Goals.
It's tens of, we're going to make about $50 million this year.
Absolutely.
And I'm not exaggerating.
So if we do it all wrong, is 25.
Right.
I think that's okay.
We might.
Yeah, no. That's okay. I love those numbers.
It's actually closer to 70, but we'll see what happens.
Exactly.
Anyway, the name of this topic is driving for buyers, not dollars. Now that we've bashed driving for dollars enough, what does this title really mean? Driving for buyers is a hell of a way, a great way, to find who you're going to sell this property to. If there's a dumpster in the front yard of a house and you're driving around, walk up and introduce yourself and say, hey, I'm buying four or five other properties in this zip code. Give me your email address. I'll just let you know when they come up.
Bingo.
That guy's already figured everything out. He's figured out how to finance it, price it, how to sell it.
Yep.
You know, so he's, you don't want to end up with, air quotes, for sale property. It's an old commercial real estate rule. You want to know how you're going to get into it or get out of it. You want to know what's going to happen with it. And you want to do it fast.
That's
so
good.
It's a driving around. If you have to, if you must drive around.
If you have this burning desire.
You can't help yourself.
You have to get out of the house.
You want to waste your time. The best way to do what you need to do is look for buyers. Now, is that the best way to do it? No. The best way to do it is to send everybody. If you look at a zip code from a data standpoint, and there's, let's say, 4, 5, or 10, or 12,000 properties there, a substantial portion of them will be owned by LLCs or owned by anything other than a person like Sam and Sally Smith. Those people are either, they own the house and they're renting it out, or they're going to renovate it, or chances are they're in the business some way.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your buyers.
It's pretty easy to spot them. They're not the one-offs. There's 10 of them.
When we release House Academy, there's a whole chapter on finding buyers, and that is by far the easiest, most efficient way. Is it the cheapest or the free? The most free?
I know. Most
no,
free.
It's not the cheapest, but you know, that's why I put this the question in the front and the front of the show here, at the beginning of the show. This isn't free. We're not here for free.
Well, no,
the show's free.
You know, there's you get what you pay for. There's a version of that.
You get what you pay for with the show too.
And with women. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another 25 minutes. Listen to the Jack and Jill show. Join us tomorrow, where we discuss how the topic working with your spouse.
And we answer the question, should you have one? Post it on our online community, jackjill.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That was good. So I feel very passionately about all of this.
I know you do.
You know, so here's the deal, Jack.
You should.
It's just
I hate to see people doing stuff wrong, get discouraged, and then it's over.
Well, you know what? My thing is, quit trying to do it for free. If you can't afford to put some money into something and do it right,
when you get angry,
then you shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be doing it, no matter what it is.
I agree, Jill.
I don't care what you want to start.
I agree.
There's no reason. Even say you want to open a sunglass hut. I mean, whatever it is, you got to have money to do this. You can't just walk in and expect it to work.
There's no more effective business model than buying and selling real estate.
Yeah.
From an accounting perspective, in my opinion.
The numbers are just staggering.
Yep.
What your typical ROI, I guess?
Well, I tend to look at everything in fixed costs and variable costs. Picture a manufacturing facility that makes like nuts and bolts. Think about how much it costs to get that all up and running.
Right.
The real estate.
Millions.
A bunch of people. You need, you know, and then you don't even know if you can sell it.
Right.
Or think about, you could be in business buying and selling real estate tomorrow for nothing.
Exactly.
You already have a phone. You already have a roof over your head. Chances are you have a desk and
a computer
whatever.
And internet.
Right. All of that.
Yeah.
So does it cost a little bit of money to send it out, send a mailer out? Yeah, but.
I'm agreeing.
I have said it.
Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And please, while you're at it, rate us there. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.